Pittsburgh comes to talk. 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Okay, it's 7:18 on a Friday evening. Actually, good Friday. And my guest is Sister Sue Fazzini. And Sister, let me give you some... this is not updated numbers, but I don't think you're going to be surprised at this, but I think this was pre-pandemic, but my understanding is that current numbers are comparable. They just didn't do the data, update the data, but it's pretty much accurate. 51% of the United States population volunteers. That would be about 125 million people. That's 4.1 billion hours of service with an estimated economic value of $122.9 billion.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, Pennsylvania, 2.6 million residents volunteer.
Wow.
That's 26% of Pennsylvania residents. 61% of Pennsylvania residents donate to charity. 60% informally help a neighbor, meaning, you know, if they were asked, have you ever done something for a neighbor, and they're not a member of a group, you know what I'm saying? It's informal. So, you know, I don't know, Sister, you grew up in Denora. You know, I grew up in Greenfield. We were kids of blue collar neighborhoods and all this type thing, and it's what Pittsburgh is, you know, tough steel town, all of that. But I think you would agree, because I know people might think I'm nuts when I talk about how generous Pittsburgh is, but I see it, I feel it, and I just think we had sort of the underpinning when we of service growing up. Don't you think so?
I definitely concur. You know, I love the time I spent in Greene County, about 33 years there, and loved everything I did. But when I moved back to Pittsburgh, I love the city. This is the best place, and the people are the most wonderful.
Sister,
and
when I go on vacation after the third day, I don't care if I'm in Hawaii or know where I'm at, and at the beach, on the third or fourth day, you know what I think? I want to go home. I want to be in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I do. I know.
I hear you. Yeah. And, you know, the people I've run into volunteering are absolutely wonderful people. You know, whether I volunteer at Computer Reach over, it was in Wilkinsburg and now it's around the corner.
What is that? Tell me about that.
So Computer Reach, and I remember when I was in Greene County, I read about this organization, and I knew if I came back to Pittsburgh, I wanted to volunteer there. So Dave Civic and a group of people run it. They have a number of computers that are donated, and they rehab them and repurpose them, and they're given to underserved communities. The group has delivered computers worldwide. There's a computer lottery. You can go on their website to obtain a computer. And if you want to volunteer, I don't know if you're familiar, there's a tremendous clearinghouse called Pittsburgh Cares.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh Cares. I'm well familiar with you.
Fantastic. Yeah. There's all types of volunteer opportunities on Pittsburgh Cares. And so, you know, if you want to volunteer at Computer Reach, just go to Pittsburgh Cares. And you don't have to know anything about computers. Dave and the group there will have something for everybody to do. There's a group of teenagers that come in that are just computer whizzes, and they just sit down and help with the programming. And then there's some people can open up the computer and take out the hard drive and the RAM. Some just clean the mice and the keyboard. So there's something for everybody to do there. It's a great organization.
No matter what you're interested in as it relates to service work, I think there's something for you. You know, like, for example, Sister, you were mentioning Greene County and, you know, in East Liberty at EECM where I raised the money. And, you know, we have food pantry and community meals and we have other divisions. But, for example, I have this thing coming up on May 4th. It's a Saturday morning. and we're asking people to drop off monetary donations and non-perishable goods. And some people think that sometimes they think that young people aren't as concentrated on the worth of volunteering and doing service work as we were. But I don't agree with that.
No, I don't either.
I'm going to tell you, my corporate sponsor, of course, Highmark Home Care, but, you know, these East Liberty companies, there's a company called Duolingo, and they're a very successful company. You've probably heard of them. And they have, and they do, like, this corporate thing at their office where they put the word out and say, EECM is having a food drive and a monetary thing. And these young people show up. They collect up. But it's like, because, you know, there are a lot of things I none of us are getting any younger, but it's easy to criticize young people. But like this young man, I almost called him a kid. He's not. This young man with the Mormon Mission, who I'm going to talk to at 9 o'clock. People think they just go door to door and all that kind of stuff. And that's really worthwhile. And that's a big part of their mission. But they do the muscle work at our place. I mean,
that's great.
I'm a 62-year-old guy. I can't pick up those boxes and all that. I barely go. I have other stuff to do. But I'm saying that, you know, and they get everything done so fast, and it's part of their mission, and it makes them feel so good. It's a big deal. So,
that's
great. And you know, is that how you feel?
Oh, sure. Anyone that volunteers will tell you that they receive more than they give. That's across the board. It's true. You know, I have the opportunity to have the time to go and help, and I'm grateful and blessed to be able to do that. And I receive from that giving tremendously. This is interesting when you're talking about young people. There was I love when I get the opportunity to volunteer at the Wilkinsburg Free Store. Yeah. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
The Free Store, yeah. That's
Marita Garrett, right on Route 8 in Wilkinsburg.
Yeah, I know, but that's the U.S. Senator's wife started that, right?
That's the one. Yeah, there's a Free Store in Homewood. Is that
maybe
where
it's
was?
Homewood. No, I thought it was Wilkinsburg. I don't know.
No, Wilkinsburg is the one that Marita Garrett and her mom.
Okay.
It's right on the main street.
Okay.
But anyhow, they're all independent. But anyhow, the thing is that when I was there once, there was a group of young people that came. They were here for a convention. I think it may have been Home Depot, I'm not positive, but about 12 of them, and they were from all around the U.S., they were done early, so they came and volunteered at the Free Store. And who does that? That was a wonderful gift to give. And I just think our city is filled with people and things that happen like that all the time.
No doubt. Sister, I got to take a break. We're going to pick up on that when we come back.